they, it was not one contract, so to speak. So as they became more unified in terms of politics, politically and economically, they needed to have a writing system.
Yeah.
And what writing system did they develop? Hieroglyphs. And if you look at a lot of the paintings that you see throughout the gallery, you're going to see examples, like in this one, of hieroglyphs. And
that's a face.
Now, when they started developing this system, they used symbols, right, for different things. So, for example, if it was a bird, they actually have a picture, they used a picture of a bird. But as it became more complex, because suppose they wanted to represent happy, or they wanted to represent cold, it became a little more complicated. And so the number of symbols really increased, and it was very complex. And who in the civilization there, who was responsible for doing the writing? The scribes, because only about 1% of the people were able to read and write. So, however, over time, as different influences came in and the country changed and there were invaders and whatever, and there were fewer and fewer scribes, it got to the point where, what happened? There was nobody writing and nobody that could read what was there.
Just random symbols?
Yeah, they couldn't decipher the hieroglyphs. By the time 300 BC, when they became, when they adopted Christianity, actually hieroglyphs were outlawed, considered a pagan, a non-religious thing to do, and so it was outlawed. So where were we at then? There was nobody. We didn't know anything about what the Egyptians said about themselves because there was no one to be able to decipher the hieroglyphs. Which brings us to that object, which is probably the most important antiquity, Egyptian antiquity. And what is it?
The Rosetta Stone.
Right. And why is it so important?
It helps them decipher the hieroglyphs.
Is that actually what it said on the real Rosetta Stone? Or did you just make red?
I would think it would be pretty accurate, but...
Yeah, that's a replica. It's a replica.
It is a replica, obviously, because the real one is...
British Museum.
Right, it's at the British Museum. And this one is not quite as big as the real one. The real one is a little bit... not.